We don't know if anybody's playing the famous doink doink tones from TV's Law and Order, but middle school students in one Southern Oregon community are investigating a murder mystery this week. Like the TV mysteries, this one is fiction. It's a chance to teach writing and a few other skills at Lorna Byrne Middle School in Cave Junction. Lorna Byrne is one of several schools across Oregon participating in the Studio to School program started up by grants from the Oregon Community Foundation. We have two guests with us. Michelle Boss Barba is the Oregon Community Foundation's Program Officer for Arts and Culture. Michelle, welcome back to The Exchange.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
And Gina Angelique is with us as well. She's the Cave Junction Studio to School Manager from a place called Dance Farm. Thank you for joining us, Gina.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. So, Michelle Boss Barba, explain the Studio to School program again.
So the Studio to School program, we basically started up to fund 18 projects across the state of Oregon, and these are all partnerships between community-based arts organizations and public schools, with the hope of, some, you know, over the next 5 years, trying to figure out some replicable and sustainable models for getting arts education to youth.
And this is generally in areas where there hasn't been a lot of arts education of late?
Well, you know, we tried to build off communities that had been trying to do something. So we were building off some existing programming, but where they'd realized kind of a need and an opportunity to expand that. And all of the projects that we're dealing with are either in low-income areas, are dealing with rural populations, or high percentages of communities of color.
All right. So when you talk about trying to build on programs that were there, so had some of these communities reached out and attempted to do things that were partnerships with private sector or nonprofit kinds of joints?
Exactly. A lot of these had artist residency programs or maybe after-school music programming, and a few of them actually had in-school arts programming, but nothing to the scale of where they'd like it to be.
And how much money altogether was doled out in this first round, and how much went to each individual district?
So in this first round, it was just over $1.2 million for the first year, and it's basically each of the projects gets up to $280,000 over the next 5 years.
All right.
So $70,000 a year for these first 3 years, and then a little less after that.
Okay. So, Gina, Angelique, I want to come to you now. I'm certainly intrigued by the name Dance Farm. Tell us what that's about.
Well, we used to have a dance theater, and now we have a dance farm, which means that we're a little more focused on cultivating sustainability for dance theater as opposed to producing dance theater.
What does that mean, cultivating sustainability?
That means using the lens of sustainable agriculture to look at sustainable ways of creating transformative dance theater in the community. How are we going to really create an environment, a soil in which dance theater can thrive and grow.
And so what, I mean, how do you express the works? I mean, do you give performances, things like that?
We do, although we don't do it in the traditional way in theaters anymore. We're using existing spaces, natural spaces. We do a lot of flash mobbing. We partner with farmers markets. And we look for situations that take less from the environment and give more to the community.
Can you give us an example then? Because it's really intriguing stuff. I'm just not sure I quite grasp what you're talking about.
Well, for starters, we're creating situations where artists can be sustainable. In big cities, artists tend to have lots of jobs and they have little time to focus on their discipline. But what we're trying to do is create our own food systems and alternative shelter situation so that artists can be freer to engage in artistic projects. They need to make less money because they're more self-reliant. And it also means that that there is discounted, very inexpensive to participate in high-quality community dance classes, and that we're really focusing a little bit more on making sure people who traditionally have not experienced the arts can do it themselves, so they're more likely to appreciate and enjoy professional arts experiences when they go out and see them.
Sounds like you've provided something of a social safety net for artists then.
That's the idea.
And how long has Dance Farm been around?
Well, 7 years ago we started this journey, and we started Dance Farm on land we didn't know or didn't own in Northern California, and we have been in Oregon now almost 3 years.
And how did Dance Farm connect with the Studio to School program?
IRVAC, the Illinois River Valley Arts Council, handed me a stack of potential grants that they were interested in partnering with Dance Farm with regards to projects. And, of course, the Studio to School grant stood out to me because we're very interested in cultivating the soil from which dance theater can grow, which means the youth. And so the opportunity to infuse a small community with dance and theater education and reach so many youth, both at the elementary school and the middle school, was really exciting to us.
We're talking about the Studios to School program, particularly as it is portrayed in Cave Junction at Lorna Byrne Middle School. Gina Angelique is the Cave Junction Studio to School manager. She comes from Dance Farm. Michelle Boss Barba is with us as well. She's the Oregon Community Foundation's program officer for Studio to School. You can join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760, or jx@jeffnet.org. So, Michelle, did the Oregon Community Foundation suggest guidelines for Studio to School, or were you really, you mentioned that you were trying to get some, not bare earth, but, you know, programs that had some level of existence. So were you looking for programs that already were at least partially underway?
Well, what we were really looking for were strong partnerships between that community and the school, and where there was a clear sign that they had been trying to do arts education. So a lot of the projects that were proposed, even if there's arts education in the school, they're not trying to expand those. They might be trying to do something new, as was the case with Cave Junction. They'd had some music and some visual arts, but they hadn't had any opportunity to do theater and dance. And with Studio to School, we're really trying to, it's a K-8 initiative, but we're really trying to make sure there's options for middle school students. So I think especially with this Cave Junction program, it was, you know, looking at theater and dance as something to really engage that middle school age. It seemed like a great fit. The other projects as well, I mean, they're either building off something or trying something new. The whole idea with this is that we're all trying to learn as a sector. So part of the program is we created a learning community. So each of these 18 projects send a couple other team members to statewide gatherings where there's peer learning and training and different things like that.
And so, Gina Angelique, how did you come up with the concept for what is now being done? And I was done, I guess, this week in Lorna Byrne Middle School with the murder mystery.
I've been engaging in arts integration pretty much my whole career. It's been a great way for artists to make sure that there remains art education in schools that are cutting budgets and focusing on core curriculum. And so when Mr. Jeldirks, who's incredibly enthusiastic about making sure his students reach their potential, suggested to our team that he wanted them to learn how to write a good story and what the five stops on the way to writing a good story were, we thought the best way to begin our process with them was for the students themselves to discover and name those stops rather than to be told from the beginning what they were. And so we decided one of the other great things about arts is that it sort of changes up traditional learning environments. The way Samuel Beckett said, habit is a great deadener, we wanted to make sure when the kids walked into the classroom for their first day of integrative arts education that things were different. And so we decided we were put on a murder mystery play where their traditional teacher, Mr. Jeldirks, was dead under a blanket when they walked into the classroom, and I played the part of a nervous substitute teacher who had obviously been privy to something unsavory. And so when the students walked in, they were so excited and thrilled and energized to find out what was going on in their language arts classroom.
How long did it take them to calm down enough to focus on the task at hand?
Well, luckily I have a big theater voice, and so I got them focused by making mistakes and making sure they were aware to correct me. So in establishing the introduction for our play, I would continually make mistakes, which students love to correct you. So I named the wrong day, the wrong school, the wrong class. And so what they were really doing was establishing the introduction to the story themselves, which immediately got them refocused on the task at hand.
This sounds very elaborate. Did you have to come up with a script or just a sort of answers for a number of different scenarios as they might arise?
Well, we didn't do a script. We did what's called a score, which we have such a talented team of arts educators who have all worked in professional fields of art. And so we were able to do a score, which is a general outline of the play. And and we did rehearse it in our pedagogy class. And so we made sure that over the course of the play, they saw that all the stops were really highlighted. The play was built on this idea of conflict and complication and climax and conclusion, and making sure those were really apparent. And because it was a murder, it was inherently quite exciting for them.
Absolutely. Did you catch any static from members of the community for portraying a teacher as dead, or did everybody just think that was a wonderful idea?
Oh, well, you know, it was all in such good fun, really kind of a melodrama, and in the week of Halloween, so it all sort of fit in with having fun, which the arts are all about, having a lot of fun while we learn.
Gina Angelique and Michelle Boss-Barba are guests on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about the Studio to School program as it's done in Cave Junction, done this Halloween week in particular. 800-838-3760 or JX at JeffNet if you'd like to join us. So did the process take all week then? Are the students finishing up the work they started with finding Mr. Jeldirk's quote-unquote dead on Monday morning?
So we completed the play on Monday, and then the students themselves named the stop, which I thought was really fabulous. Rather than being told what they were, we just asked them to recount what they saw, and so they were able to articulate what made the story happen. But then, in subsequent days, we wanted to get the students themselves up and creating introductions and conflicts and complications. And so that's the process we're engaged in now. And we have 4 weeks, actually, where we're working on this with the students. And at the end, rather than having a test, they're actually going to put up their own plays, and hopefully they will reflect a deep understanding of what makes a good story.
Christopher Jeldirk, the teacher, did not remain on the floor, I'm guessing. How soon did he pop up and begin to take part in the teaching again?
Well, actually, he was so wonderful. The whole school is really wonderful and supportive, and he did lay on the floor almost the whole class, under a wool blanket, no less. But there was some shtick, so we did the whole dead man shtick where we went, the question was who had murdered him. We went to investigate the body, and he actually learned this little pantomime with one leg popping up while the other arm drops and pops up and, making the whole class just absolutely roar with laughter. And so, of course, they did know that he wasn't actually dead. But at the end, he did emerge as Dr. Frankendirks as opposed to Mr. he was just really willing to participate that way. And, of course, that was key to making it interesting for the kids, because they already liked their teacher so much, and to see him willing to participate with this kind of groovy, new, quirky way of learning really opened the door for them to participate that way too.
Is there a correct solution to the murder mystery, or does it really end up ultimately in the hands of the students and the way they write their own stories?
Their own stories aren't necessarily going to be murder mysteries. In this particular play, the conflict was that there were two different people who both insisted that they killed Mr. Jeldirk, and things got complicated when they found out he had just won an award for being the best teacher of the year, so they really wanted to be the one who had killed him. But then when the sirens started coming, they realized they were also going to be pinned with a felony murder charge, and so all these complications started emerging, which chaos ensued, and Mr. Jeldirk, when he woke up, chased these people all over the classroom, over the desks, under the desks, which was really demonstrative of the way theater artists use architecture in a classroom. So the story ended that day, but now they're going to apply what they learned to their own unique stories over the course of the 4 weeks.
Wow, sounds elaborate. Michelle Boss-Barba, obviously they're having a lot of fun in Cave Junction. Tell us about some of the other Studio to School programs around.
Sure. Well, we have one actually down there in Ashland as well, the Ashland Middle School that the Ashland Arts Center is working with, and they're actually working with several different arts teachers within the school to try to expand and deepen what they're able to do. So the visual arts, music, the theater program, film and video. But then we have, they're so varied. We have everything from kind of music programs up in Springfield with the Shedd Institute. You go over to Joseph, Oregon, and Fish Trap's doing a literary arts storytelling with adding a film and video component to it. We have, over in Burns, there is a variety of kind of arts integrations similar to what Gina's trying to do there in Cave Junction, but where they're trying to get classroom teachers involved in integrating arts in. Coos Art Museum is working with Sunset Middle School over in Coos Bay on a visual arts, also with a heavy arts integration component. So, I mean, it really just kind of runs the gamut. It's a really exciting group, just amazing expertise and ideas.
I know it's very early in Studio to School, but what sorts of measurements will help determine if Studio to School continues off in the distant future?
Oh, great question. We added evaluation as an important component, but evaluation for learning. So we have an evaluation team at the foundation that's working with each of the 18 projects so that they can determine what success would look like for them. And then we're also looking across the group at, you know, principles that surface that are a little more universal. So we'll basically, the hope is that this is a big learning experience and that we'll be able to share what folks are learning with communities that are trying to do similar things.
Gina Angeli, just a couple of seconds left, but are you learning some things yourself about the process and how it might be refined for future classes?
I am learning so much, and I think the school is too. One of the great things was that the arts educators learned so much this week. The students learned so much. Mr. Gelder got some great ideas. The principal's learning, and so really it's deep and varied, all the different ways we're improving how we can deliver arts education in schools.
Studio to School is the overall program. Michelle Boss Barba is the program officer for it at the Oregon Community Foundation, and Gina Angelique is the Cave Junction Studio to School manager. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange. It sounds like lots of fun.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Take care.